And it was at that time where I had to really just stop for a second. And I had to reach down inside myself and pull up something that I didn't know I had. I had to get in touch with some resources that I didn't know that I had, because I was stretched to a place, because I really started to get nervous at this point. In fact, I couldn't even believe I was standing there doing this. You know what I mean?
Especially perhaps at times when you are likely to condemn yourself. Guilt obviously subverts positive self-esteem. Whose standards do you judge your behavior by, yours or someone else's? Do you assess your behavior as you would if it were someone else acting the same way? Regret your actions, do you attempt to learn from them? The answer to all these questions will have profound implications for your self-esteem. We feel guilt when, thinking about something we've done or failed to do, we experience a diminished sense of self-worth. We feel guilt when we feel driven to rationalize or justify our behavior. Think of some action you've taken or failed to take for which you reproach yourself. Whose standards do you judge your behavior by, yours or someone else's? I'm not suggesting that whatever an individual thinks or feels is moral. But many people are intimidated by what other people think at the expense of their own needs and perceptions. So the solution to this category of guilt is to listen to your own voice and to respect your own judgment above the beliefs of others. Don't pretend to believe something you don't believe. Sometimes our professions of guilt are a smokescreen for feelings of resentment we won't admit to. The solution to your guilt is to be honest with yourself and others about your resentment. Guilt obviously subverts positive self-esteem.